中考模拟试题四，一，听录音，选出与所听内容相符的图片，每个句子读两遍。
One, what about going fishing? One, what about going fishing?
Two, it was a nice day. I had a good trip. Two, it was a nice day.I had a good trip.
3. I'm going to visit my grandmother. 3. I'm going to visit my grandmother.
4. The children look excited. They're having a sports meeting. 4. The children look excited. They're having a sports meeting.
5. We are going to Hainan. We can enjoy the sunshine on the beach. 5. We are going to Hainan. We can enjoy the sunshine on the beach.
2. 听录音，选择最佳答语，每个句子读两遍。
6. Where would you like to go for your summer holiday?6. Where would you like to go for your summer holiday?
7. Tom, which sport do you like? 7. Tom, which sport do you like?
8. How do you usually go to school? 8. How do you usually go to school? 9.Thank you for showing me your family photos. 9. Thank you for showing me your family photos.
10. How often do you go skating? 10. How often do you go skating?
3. 听录音，判断正误，短文读两遍。
One day, Tom went out to look for work. He went from place to place, but could not find a job. In the afternoon, he came to a factory. He went into the office building and opened the door of a big room. There he saw a fat man sitting at a desk. "What do you want?" the man asked. "I'm looking for work," answered Tom. "What kind of work?" the man asked. "Any kind of work.Please, I am strong, you see," Tom said. The man looked at Tom for a long time and then he said, "We have got enough workers. We want no more. Get out." Tom turned around. When he was going to the door, the fat man said, "Look, do you see the man over there?" He pointed to a man outside the window. "I give him $5 a day. Do you want his job? He is getting old.Of course, I won't give you $5 a day. I can only give you $4 a day." For a long time, Tom said nothing. He thought of his wife and children. But that worker had his wife and children, too. I won't want the job. Tom was right. He didn't want to take the bread out of another worker's mouth. One day, Tom went out to look for work. He went from place to place, but could not find a job. In the afternoon, he came to a factory. He went into the office building and opened the door of a big room. There he saw a fat man sitting at a desk. "What do you want?" the man asked. "I'm looking for work," answered Tom. "What kind of work?" the man asked. "Any kind of work.Please, I am strong, you see," Tom said. The man looked at Tom for a long time and then he said, "We have got enough workers. We want no more. Get out." Tom turned around. When he was going to the door, the fat man said, "Look, do you see the man over there?" He pointed to a man outside the window. "I give him $5 a day. Do you want his job? He is getting old. Of course, I won't give you $5 a day. I can only give you $4 a day." For a long time, Tom said nothing. He thought of his wife and children. But that worker had his wife and children, too. "I won't want the job." Tom was right. He didn't want to take the bread out of another worker's mouth.
听录音，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
The famous Chinese mathematician Hua Luanggong was born in Jitan Country, Jiangsu Province, in 1910. When he was young, life was very hard for his family.In the summer of 1931, he was lucky enough to become an assistant in the maths department of Tsinghua University, where he spent every moment he could working and studying. And he finished his course of maths all by himself in only 18 months. Between the years of 1936 and 1938, he did further study in Cambridge University in Great Britain. In 1950, together with his family, he returned to China from the USA. He said, "I am Chinese, and I'll do my best for my motherland." So he did. He spent all his life on math study and won the great fame for his country. He died of heart attack in 1985 while he was making a speech in Japan. People will always remember him as a great scientist. The famous Chinese mathematician Hua Luanggong was born in Jitan Country, Jiangsu Province, in 1910. When he was young, life was very hard for his family. In the summer of 1931, he was lucky enough to become an assistant in the maths department of Tsinghua University, where he spent every moment he could working and studying.And he finished his course of maths all by himself in only 18 months. Between the years of 1936 and 1938, he did further study in Cambridge University in Great Britain. In 1950, together with his family, he returned to China from the USA. He said, "I am Chinese,and I'll do my best for my motherland." So he did. He spent all his life on math study and won the great fame for his country. He died of heart attack in 1985 while he was making a speech in Japan. People will always remember him as a great scientist.
五，听录音，完成下列表格，对话读两遍。
Hi, Linda. Come in, please.
Hi, Sam. What are you doing?
I'm looking for information about Sydney on the internet. I'm going to Sydney for my holiday.
Lucky you. Have you ever been to Sydney before?
No, but my father has been there twice. He told me there were many places of interest there.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving at 9 o'clock a.m. on Friday, July 27th.
Will you go there by plane?
Of course.
Have you ever taken a plane?
No, never.
You must be excited when you fly in a plane.
Really? I can't wait. Hi, Linda. Come in, please.
Hi, Sam. What are you doing?
I'm looking for information about Sydney on the internet. I'm going to Sydney for my holiday.
Lucky you. Have you ever been to Sydney before?
No, but my father has been there twice. He told me there were many places of interest there.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving at 9 o'clock a.m. on Friday, July 27th.
Will you go there by plane?
Of course.
Have you ever taken a plane?
No, never.
You must be excited when you fly in a plane.
Really? I can't wait.